Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is Lock It In, a sports betting show, part of the Believe Podcast Network. And now, here's your host, Cam Rogers.
Thank you, Brian Brown. Appreciate you, sir. Yes, indeed, I am Cam Rogers. This is Lock It In, right here on the Believe Podcast Network. Golf Bets on Us, Bridget Whalen and yours truly, breaking down the American Express this week. A quick show for you guys, which means no fluff, nothing like that, straight to the picks. But first, a quick preview and of course a shout out to our friends at Bet Online. Bet Online, I'd like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. Bet Online remains the number one spot for all of the best wagering action for 2022. Be sure to use our promo code BELIEVE for that 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. Follow me on Twitter at MrRogers99 and on Instagram at MrRogers98. You can follow Bridget on Twitter and Instagram at Bridget K. Whalen. Definitely check out my Twitter because I posted a mean tweets video thanks to Bills Mafia for coming at me last weekend for my Patriots prediction. Bridget, you should check that out as well after this show. It is very interesting because I got a lot of creative insults at me and I love that stuff. I eat it up. You know what I mean? So I had some fun with it, did some mean tweet reading. And so definitely check that out. But hi, hello, how are you?
Hi, hello, how are you? You had the ultimate power play where you were like, thanks for the support, bud.
Appreciate the kind, uplifting words. I eventually got to the point where I was on thesaurus.com looking for similar words like kind and courteous and compassionate. Anyway, I had fun. Let's get into it. Waste no time at all. The American Express this week. So this is the three-course rotation, PGA West, La Quinta Country Club, and PGA West, the stadium course. I guess I should probably specify PGA West, the stadium course, and PGA West, the Nicklaus tournament course. So three guaranteed rounds, and then you have a cut on Saturday. Pete Dye designed golf courses. Pretty scoreable event, Bridget. Quite a birdie fest, if I do say so myself. Si Woo won minus 23 last year. Andrew Landry in 2020, minus 26. And how about these odds, too? It's interesting. Siwoo Kim was 55-1. Andrew Landry was 200-1. Adam Long in 2019 was 600-1. So I don't know about you, but this could be a long shot kind of week.
Yeah, it sets up for both bombers and plotters. Also, I'm fine with jumping right into this week, but please acknowledge who picked the outright last week.
Well, let's go to that because you are now well ahead of me at nearly $2,000 against my $800, and that's because Bridget nailed Hideki Matsuyama last week. Congratulations to her. I did say last week, Bridget, with us picking 10 essentially outrights, somebody's got to get something, right? And so you did. So congratulations to you on that one. He was sort of not really on my radar, Hideki Matsuyama. Obviously, an elite talent, a major championship kind of talent, but yeah, I just missed him.
is on my radar, and rightfully so. I was so excited to see him win. I love Hideki anyway, but having picked him as one of the outrights last week was double the pleasure. Yeah, so this week is weird for me. The three-course alternate rotation and the extended cut. Now, we've been going with outright. So, like, we're banking on players to have their ceiling week. So, this, like, additional day for an extended cut period, I'm not even looking at that because the guys that I'm going with, I hope are going to be nowhere near the cut line. But this is just a weird – it's, like, a very volatile format with the three courses, right? Like, you have action going on three different setups at once, which is just like very strange. Like if you want to say that golf is hard to land an outright just on any given week, this week you just have like so many other extraneous factors. Yeah. It's like there's so many things added into the mix. It's wild. You mentioned the Adam Long, like what crazy odds to, I mean, indicative of his last name, but like someone like that pulling off a win here just sort of goes to show you that you should be not worried that a player like John Rahm is in the field. Like these are the types of events where those big heavy hitting players, like at the Masters, right? We say essentially only 35 guys in the field can really win. Totally. In this field, it's like out of 100 and however many guys, like maybe 100 have the opportunity to get the victory here.
One thing I always say to folks starting out in golf betting is to narrow down your player pool and then bet from there. It's really hard to narrow down a player pool this week, Bridget. I mean, I just kind of laid out the proof in the pudding there with Adam Long. Hudson Swafford in 2017 was 66-1. I mean, John Rahm right now, Bridget, is 6-1 to win outright. Can you imagine just like putting $10 down, getting John Rahm correct, and then only winning $60? Like,
no.
That's not really...
It's not worth it. And Cam and I are going in a new direction to all of our loyal listeners. We're no longer really going with those guys anyway. So if you want the favorites, go ahead, put money down on them, but we're going to skew a little differently.
And we're going to stick with the outrights again this week, because I mean, you got one right last week. We have to continue here at least until somebody gets it wrong. And we all just like have to change it up a bit, but so I say we get into the cards here, and you should go first, considering the tea is yours, if you will, after you want. So,
okay, well, I just laid out saying we're not going to go with like heavy hitting favorites. I'm going with a slight heavy hitting favorite just because he hasn't won yet on the PGA Tour, which is like the most baffling thing to me. You know how we always talk about players who have yet to get their first major, like who's the best player who isn't a major champion yet? Mm-hmm. How about who's the best player who doesn't have a victory on the PGA Tour? That's Scottie Scheffler. Like it has to be, right? He was on track to win here back in 2020. He had a really poor final round. He actually missed the cut when he teed it up here last year, but I'm not going on that. I'm going off the 70 that he posted in the final round. He lost Andrew Landry. He's still in search of his first PGA Tour win like 2 years later. So I got to just go with Scottie Scheffler. I have five guys, so I'm going to give $20 each of them just like last week.
Yeah, so that's a good play there. The only real concern, and it's not really a concern per se, but how will he perform after the layoff? And that's something that I think about with every guy. Like it doesn't matter if you're number one in the world or not. It's just like you don't have that recent form data, so it's hard to really conceptualize how they're going to play in a given week. But Scottie Scheffler had a pretty solid fall swing, so you would think he would carry that over.
Here's hoping. All right, my number two outright pick. Again, not really great odds, but he is just someone I cannot not go with this week. He's 25-1.
Yeah.
Corey Canada Connors. He strikes the ball so well, and you said it yourself, it's a birdie party here. And I feel like Corey always flies under the radar. Like people don't assert him as someone who pulls off a lot of birdies, but he does. He's made four cuts in four events this season, and last week he finished 11th at the Sony Open in Hawaii. 25-1 seems like a very generous price, and I know it's not great odds. It just seems super generous for what this course is and what Corey can do on this course. So I got to go with Corey.
Yeah, the only thing about Corey Connors is that, again, he hasn't won. So it's like, when are you going to get early on him, right? And you obviously are getting early on him. I would rather see him win, and then I'll bet him outright eventually. just because, you know, it's this whole Matt Kuchar thing. Like, when are you going to finally win again or something like that? Like, he's a top 20 machine. But we'll see if that putter can at least be average or slightly positive this week. And then he's totally in the running to win. So it's going to happen at some point. I would rather be late on him personally, but I give you kudos for going on an outright and move with him.
You're totally right about the flat stick. Like it's going to have to be hot this week for whoever wins. Like, that's going to be integral to the victory. Okay. My third outright, 33-1. I love this guy. I love him so much. He played with Kisner at TPC River Highland at the Travelers this past summer, and I was following kids that day. So by happenstance, I also followed this guy, Seamus Power. Mm-hmm. His name suits him so well. After winning his first PGA Tour event last summer, he's just maintained like that high level play early in this tour season. He's finished in the top five in two of his last three tournaments. He's now ranked in the top 50. He's 49th in official world golf ranking. That's the highest in his career. I think that few golfers can really match Seamus's ability to like consistently shoot low scores. He ranks second on tour in birdies and fifth in eagles, which is just like, that's crazy. If you think about Seamus Power is not really on people's radar. But a lot of his success comes from putting himself in like advantageous positions on the greens. So I really just see him playing well here. I think 33-1 it's awesome odds for him. He vibes with the putter hardcore as of late. So I just think this course is going to be a layup for Seamus.
So the course rotation this week, PJ West Stadium, Nicholas and La Quinta Country Club, all par 72s. So par five scoring paramount. Seamus Power, number one in this field in par five scoring. So pretty good play there. Good odds too.
Yeah, I think he has like a much better chance to win it all than his odds like imply. So
yeah,
I think he's a target for anyone this week if you want to win some money. All right, my next, Will Zalatoris.
This is too long.
This is insane. These odds are wild to me. I know that this is his first. I know that like he hasn't played in a little while, but like PGA Tour Rookie of the Year, 55-1. Like, that seems off to me. And I double checked it before coming on because I wrote this. I did the research yesterday. Right. So obviously I wanted to check this. I locked it in, but I wanted to check it. It's still 55-1. Like, it just seems off. Also, he's the definition of a young buck. Like, he really doesn't need to knock off rust. He is a big time ball striker. I know that maybe his flat stick isn't as hot as it could be, or it hasn't as of late, but I don't know. Who knows? Like, these were just, I couldn't shy away from 55-1 for Will Zalatoris.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, serious win equity, in my opinion. He's going to come close many times this year and certainly going to win at least once. So I like that play.
My last pick.
Long shot.
Because, yep. This one, I saw this number and I was like, wait, what? And I know that also, I guess the number is indicative of his recent play. But like 2019 US Open champion at Pebble Beach, Gary Woodland, 100-1. Like, what? He hadn't played in the American Express since, I believe it was 2014 when he played last year. He finished T16. Also, in 2011, he was part of a three-man playoff for the title. Bill Haas fell off, and then Johnny Vegas, he wound up beating him on the second playoff hole. But like, he does have success here. So I don't know. 100-1 just seemed like crazy. I got to put money down on Gary Woodland. He is my final outright pick for this week.
You know, I was close to putting him into my card, but I went away just because of the recent form. But at 100-1, you might as well. So, all right, Bridget, you've got Scottie Scheffler, Corey Connors, Seamus Power, Will Zalatoris, Gary Woodland. That's your outright card. Let's go to my selections here. Number one, Matthew Wolff at 33-1, had a fabulous fall swing, four straight top 20s, two were top fives, top three in birdies or better. The only concern, obviously, is lack of success at this event, but this is a different Matthew Wolff here. I think he is rearing up for at least a victory this season. I think he's got a good shot this week.
I like that. I'm trying not to add too many anecdotes to move it along.
That's fair. That's what I thought. Justin Rose at 60-1. I mean, a former number one player in the world, flashed some success actually last fall. played pretty well at, was it the PGA Championship that he played well, or was it the US Open? He played pretty well at one of the majors last year. I mean, this is just a number play. 60-1, why not? Justin Rose. I mean, we haven't seen much of him, but again, value, and using that same logic here with Ricky Fowler at 50-1, a little more data on him. Played pretty well at the CJ Cup last fall, finishing eighth on tour in strokes gained tee to green. Four of his five wins have come on Bermuda grass greens. So Ricky Fowler there at that number at 50-1, pretty good. I think this guy here, Taylor Gooch at 25-1, has a legit shot to win this week. And in terms of playing a one and done or something like that, I think that makes some sense here with Taylor Gooch. Second in strokes gained tee to green over the last 24 rounds, T21, T17, and a fourth here at this event. And this is before Taylor Gooch became Taylor Gooch in theory, right? I mean, he's way better now than he ever was. Top 10 in the field and ball striking. I like it. I think that's a good number there at 25-1, Bridget. And then finally, 65-1, Adam Hadwin is just the ultimate course history play this week. His resume, T32, T2, T3, 2, T6, T48. So pretty darn good in terms of recent course history here. So I think Adam Hadwin at 65-1 makes some sense this week. None of us, Bridget, have an outright of like 125, 150, and that has happened pretty frequently at this event. So we'll see if it happens this week, but yeah, there you go.
Right. I mean, kudos to you if you're one of the people who get the 201 odds and a lovely payout. So I hope that that happens. I also want to just add a little nugget. I think Christian Bezaiten, who I really like his form and his game and his style of play, he's gritty. I could see him pulling off a win here just because the format is so absurd and different. And it would just be like very indicative of who he is. So I am not putting money down on him, but I just want to say his name. I also love Ricky Fowler here. I think he's going to be the first round leader. So I like that for you. And Justin Rose, he had similar odds to Zalatoris, which was just like,
right,
those odds are crazy for those types of players. Like they're ball striking geniuses, but again, whatever, lock it in at those odds.
Lock it in. And I will leave the audience with this: top 10 golfers on peak dye golf courses over the last 24 rounds. Abraham Answer, Patrick Cantlay, Brian Harman, John Rahm, Corey Connors, Sungjae Im, Jason Day, Kevin Streelman, Siwoo Kim, and Will Zalatoris. So a winner could come from one of those 10 guys. We'll see.
Well, you just named a couple of my guys. So
I know I did.
Let's hope a winner comes from one of those guys.
There you go, folks. Lock it in with Cam Rogers. Golf Bets on Us. Enjoy the golf this week. More content coming this week as well as the football season rolls along. For Bridget Whalen, I am Cam Rogers. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Love a quickie episode.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save.